This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The orange ones.
The autumn leaves.
Oh, there's a red one.
Leaves of red and gold.
Brown.
I see your lips. The summer kisses.
The summer. I know that we're supposed to be uplifting here. I don't know what's sadder, hearing Tony Bennett's voice now that he's gone, or the fact that the leaves are falling off of the trees. All represents his death all around us. Ooh. Jay Kerser, Doug Steffen here. We're supposed to my read on what we do is supposed to be uplifting, although you look around, we can find something good in almost everything, even though so far today we've been drifting in and out of what is macabre, what is sad. I think that, if nothing else, though, when you're listening to this program, I feel like you're getting the best of who we really are. Jay is who she is. I am who I am. And so our personalities come through in the way we discuss the issues of the day, things that are going on. And I think that most people feel like we have, well, I won't speak for me, I'll speak for you, and you can speak for me, that Jay has a wonderful... she's got a great way about her and a great personality, and she's sort of treats us to herself. And that's the best kind of radio, is knowing who you've got and knowing that they're real, genuine human beings. And it isn't just the radio, it's in life, the people that you're around. But you want to be around really genuine human beings, people who are real.
You never have to guess, like, okay, well, who am I going to be? You're around the same person, but who am I going to get today? Yes. And that's one of the things I value about you, Doug. You are the same always. And you are so passionate about things. And it is one of those things of, I feel like I learned so much from you, but I also feel like you allow me to teach you things too.
Yeah.
And so many people in today's society are not willing to disagree on things or agree to disagree. It's my way or it's the highway, or we're just not going to talk about things. And it's one of those, I value that so much. And I feel like that's where real relationships form.
Come on.
Bond.
What you really value for me are the videos of cows. Did you find that video yet?
I did. I was just telling Jake about this. So, okay, it was in my text messages, but it wasn't on my phone. I saw a notification on my computer with the iMessage app, and I pulled it up. And for some reason, your text didn't come through to my phone. It only came on my computer. But I did find it. It is now posted, and it is the best video. I think we all really need to see this today.
So what Jay is talking about is... I have a routine in part this time of year where I go into the cornfield and I chop a couple of loads of feed for the cows, and I'll bring it into the various pastures where they are. And they're like children. They get so excited when they see me driving. They can hear the wagon clanking because it has sort of headgear on it that is metal in the bank. So they hear it from, I go down the street and the cows will chase me down the street in one of the pastures. So I'm going into the pasture. And this happens every day when I go in. And so I decided, I think I said to you yesterday, the day before, I should send a video of what happens when the cows come running across the pasture. So that's basically what it is. The cows come running across to the wagon, and a couple of them are very... Cows are very curious beings, as you noted, Jay, when the nose is cut. There was one cow stuck her nose right on the camera, on the phone. And you can see that. The other one next to her, they want to be with you. They want to be around. They'll nuzzle you, and you know it's the way that we bring them up because
they're like dogs.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
They're so
okay.
Sweet.
So check that out. You've posted it at gooddayshow.com and also on our Facebook and social media. Is that right?
Yep. At Good Day Network.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And that can maybe be the way that you start a moment or two in your life that you are concerned, okay, how am I going to make it through this? Just look at that video. You'll have a smile on your face. True life is lived when little things happen that influences you. Little teeny things happen for example, you have a good meal at a restaurant. You want to go back there again. Yeah, it's not a big deal, but it's a good deal, right? The same thing if you have what were we just talking about? Those burritos that come from Amazon.
Yeah, if you're buying frozen food.
Not a great. All right, so Joe Biden hugs. This is something you wouldn't see every day. The hug. Joe Biden hugs Netanyahu. That would not normally be an occurrence. But let me make an observation on that. Making the statement that I just did about true life and how changes occur. 2 weeks ago, Joe Biden barely would speak to Netanyahu because they have different political points of view. And Netanyahu especially is very strident in his point of view. And so now they find themselves united in a single cause based on war, which is kind of a shame when you get right down to it, isn't it? Why couldn't they just, even if they disagree, why wouldn't they hug? Why wouldn't they have, you know, important things to share with each other? Because they're both important international, they're world leaders. And yet they have been reduced to human beings, which is what they are to begin with anyway. They're human beings first. They're not president and prime minister. They're two men. That's it. They're both wearing blue suits. And they hug each other and whisper stuff in each other's ear. That's manly in my book. That's taking the issue and bringing it down the brass tacks.
Well, we always lose the human side of things,
yeah.
Like people and situations. And this is a humanitarian crisis that is happening, and people are losing their humanities.
And so Biden says that the U.S. stands in solidarity with Israel. There's no question about that. And then the news media peppered him with questions about the explosion of the Gaza hospital. And he said, quote, based on what I've seen, it appears as though it was done by the other team, which I thought was kind of interesting in the way he put it. I don't know that he thinks a lot about, you know, the way he puts things, but every word he says, because he's president of the United States, gets taken apart and examined. Biden said there were a lot of people who weren't sure what caused the blast, but he feels like it was the Hamas-run health ministry itself, not an Israeli airstrike. Anyway, so back and forth we go. But I just thought it was an interesting, good moment to see the two of them hugging, even though it's over something that we wish hadn't happened. But is that what it takes? Isn't it interesting? Again, I'm sort of dissecting this stuff. What brings people together is also what drives them apart. Do you ever notice that? In times of war, people are driven apart. But yet these guys and our countries are for the most part, closer together. Although you
together right now, yeah.
Have a lot of stuff going on in college campuses around the country. My daughter and I were talking about this, and I'm sure it's going to be the conversation. I'm going to California on Friday to have my son's birthday. And I'm sure that part of the conversation will be, because they're both married to Jews. Brendan's married to a Jewish girl, and Megan's married to a Jewish guy. And it becomes a part. Although Sophie is much more into it than Matthew is. Matthew's not a religious Jew. He's born
not practicing really.
Nah, no. But these, you know, their children will be brought up and exposed to all sorts of things. Megan and Brendan were not really. We didn't do a lot of church going. I'm not a church. I was for a long time, and then I just kind of fell out of it. And when I fell out, it was because the minister of our church, who was a young, vibrant guy, died of a heart attack. And I became really, they talk about angry, because I love this guy. His name is Dick Duncanson. Wonderful, sweet man who just drops dead at 52 years old. And so I thought, why would God, you know, all of the teachings, he's a minister, why would he be, why does he have to go? What's the problem here? And so I sort of, I dropped out after that. I certainly sang in lots of choirs in churches and stuff, and I love the spiritual, sacred, and secular music that we had when we were on the road to the college concert choir. And that's what I believe is the most important thing about religion. Singing, and singing brings people together. Now look at what happens when you sing Kumbaya at a campfire, or what happens when you at somebody's wedding or funeral, whatever it is. Music brings you together. Listen to how the world, we are so interested in pop music or the culture of music, and every time you turn on a radio, it's not a talk show, it's music.
Mm-hmm.
And look, what's around us? What do we listen to while we're working that makes us either work better or soothes our nerves? It's music. International.
Yeah.
Everything.
And I also just like the composing and the writing of the music. How many people hear the tune first, they hear the instruments, they hear the melody, and then they add the words. And then other people, where it's basically they write poems and then put their poems to music.
Just looking at something that happened in Galveston, Texas yesterday. A judge overturned the electoral map that had been set up by state representatives. The judge overturned the map because it was discriminatory and so obvious what they had done to cut out, carve. There were two things that happened. It was stark, actually, when you see it. And the judge described it as jarring, violating the Voting Rights Act. It was obvious they were cutting out parts of the city that were not white, and they would be, you know, the voting for the way that it was set up was to favor the people who were already in office, which is not a, that's not what fair representation is. Those sorts of things happen again. Here we are, yet again involved in some kind of to-do, because I don't want you voting in my district, I want you to vote some other district. Ay, ay, ay. All right, let's think about the good stuff for a minute and some of the other, the real stuff here on Good Day at 18 after the hour.
Oh, I think we're lost again.
Wait, what does that sign over there say?
Caution, wildlife crossing?
No, next to it.
If you're a 6 year older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. Ouch. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participate in U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders.
The smarter way to clean your floor. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop. The all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in. So no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Discover, this is Danny.
Hi, it's Jen Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great, but with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Are you hungry? Because everyone left after the asparagus sorbet.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Thank you. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm Ben Utech. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
It's now 23 after the hour here on the Good Day program. Social media time, trending time. I guess a little gossip is appropriate here and there. We have an interesting question posted in our... We have a number of different ways for you to share with us, whether it be at 855-999-DOUG or online. All of our social media handle... all the social media sites use the same handle now, at Good Day Networks. Social media and X marks the spot. All right? They're talking about testing a new subscription model, Jay, under which they will charge $1 a year for basic features.
Mm-hmm.
It's termed not a bot. Clever.
Well, this is one of their ways of getting rid of bots, because bots can't pay for things. So they figure, well, if it's a $1 annual subscription, then it'll help get rid of the bots. And part of the subscription would be the ability to post. You would not be able to post, period, if you are not paying with a $1.
So this is like automatic, people who set up automatic feeds on the social media, right? They wouldn't be able to do that. Because it's not being done by a human at the time it's posted?
Well, there are some accounts that are, like, computer-generated, and they just go in and they respond to things in a certain way, and they count as likes. Like, when people want to up their following count or engagement count, and they buy those, more often than not, they just bought a bunch of bots. And they're not real people. And then whenever social media goes through and removes a lot of those bots, their count goes down, but they've already paid the money.
Yeah. All right, so you think this is a good move?
Oh, I think it's a good move to get rid of the bots, but at the same time, I think they're going to lose followers, or not followers, they're going to lose users, because people aren't going to want to pay $1, even if it's $1 a year, just on base principle of, like, why do I have to pay, period? I can see both sides to this.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right, we posted a question about, Jay posted a question about high-fiving and whether or not it's appropriate to place your palm in the palm of another person, and under what circumstances?
Children.
Whether an adult should high-five children, yes. And so I guess there's... I'm not sure that's as serious an issue as there may be in the world, but it isn't very interesting. Well, now, the thing about it, I was thinking about Miles, my grandson, and I, whether we high-five. I don't think we do. We just hug. So, anyway, what did we leave? This is a result of a columnist who came up with the idea of not doing it. So some of our listeners, like I'm looking at Nikki, she says, I think it's outdated to think that way. It comes from authoritative parenting. So what's wrong, Nikki, with authoritative parenting? You are the authority. You are the parent.
But the whole, like, I'm the authoritative parenting in today's society is the I'm right, you're wrong, based on the fact that I'm older, you're younger. Sit down, be quiet, be seen, not heard.
You mean it's like when my mother said, because I told you so? I said, why can't I do it? Because I said so.
Well, it is one of those things that children don't only learn from their own experiences. They learn based off of what we tell them, what they hear us, then what they experience. And if we don't treat them with respect, how are they learning how it feels to be respected? And can you imagine being at a sporting event and you high-five everybody else but Miles because Miles is not your peer? Miles is a child. I feel like Miles would feel so left out.
Yeah, he would. Anyway, Jeff Main says, you lost me at parenting columnist. Oh, my God. All right. Anyway, here's John Roseman says, if you high-five children, you're wrong. All right. So check it out. Go to the Good Day social stuff and
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden has cut his schedule to include Jordan today. Following his trip to Israel, Biden planned to meet with Arab leaders in Amman. A White House official said Biden will postpone traveling to the country. Biden in a statement said he was outraged and deeply saddened by the explosion at a hospital in Gaza yesterday that killed roughly 500 people. Palestinian officials blame Israel, but the Pentagon said it's not clear who's responsible. Israel says the bombing was the result of a rocket misfire carried out by Islamic Jihad Palestinians. Terrorists. The former Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, is hopeful Republican Jim Jordan of Ohio will soon win the Speaker's gavel. Jordan did not gather enough Republican votes in the first Speaker vote yesterday. McCarthy went on to blame a handful of Republicans for, quote, siding with Democrats to grind the government to a halt, end quote. Another vote is scheduled for today. USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Join the conversation. Call 855-999-DOUG.
Calling right now.
That's 855-999-3684 to have your thoughts heard on Good Day. No question about that. Can you imagine eating peanut noodles?
Talking about things changing.
Eating
peanut noodles.
Peanut noodles.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, what's so bad about that? Because there's noodles that have a peanut sauce to them. Like pad thai has peanuts in there. Those are really good. But like a peanut-based noodle itself, like chickpea noodles.
Give me noodles. With a little spaghetti sauce and the mushrooms on them, and I'm home free, even for breakfast. That'd be yummy for breakfast, right? Noodles.
There you go.
All right, something different.
You know, I'm a big fan of lunch and dinner for breakfast.
I like soup for breakfast.
Yeah, hey, I get that.
Right? Yeah.
It's good,
It is.
Breakfast foods are overrated.
Yeah, well, most of them are bad for you. When you get right down to it, all those cereals and stuff, oh, man. So, for those of you just joining the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, we were just talking about whether you should high-five someone who's younger than you are. And then I started looking around at some of the other comments that I hadn't looked at for a while on our Facebook page, some of the other social media. And there was a comment from a fellow named Aaron. Oh, is it a lady or a man? Is Aaron Otto, would that be a man or a woman? I can't tell. It's, anyway, Aaron, whoever you are, thank you for your comment. I was talking about what we should teach our children or grandchildren. I was specifically talking about my grandson, Miles, who's 8. Let's see, wait a minute. He's going to be 9 in December. So what should he know? What should some child that age know about what's going on in the world, most specifically in the Middle East? And so I said there's a general conversation that is being had at home because his parents don't want him to hear the wrong thing at school, whatever the quote-unquote wrong thing is. They want him to know a little because a little goes a long way. And
well,
he's the kind of child that most children are. They're sensitive and they don't know what really to think. So then what are you left to do?
Well, be educated with age-appropriate facts so that they aren't educated by opinions.
Is it educated facts according to whom? What's the facts are the facts.
Facts are facts. Opinion is opinion, yes.
Yeah, right. But it's so blurred today. Anyway, Ms. Otto, it is Aaron. I probably is a woman.
Is it an E-R-A?
It's E-R-I-N?
A woman, yeah.
Woman, okay. She says if you don't educate your children from the beginning, they're not even going to know what a terrorist is. Tell him what's real. I guess that's pretty much what you just said. Too.
Well, and it's learning to also trust your gut, trust your body, because not all strangers are bad and not all people that you know are good.
Yeah. Well, that sort of goes
safe,
along.
I should say. Not all people you know are safe adults.
Yesterday we were talking about this new campaign from Homeland Security, which re-ups the old if you see something, say something thing. And I'm not sure that I like the suspicions that are created by that. I think it's a good thing if you understand what it's for, what its use is. And I'm not, I remember there was a story here in my hometown about when the IRS was paying people to rat on their neighbors. And so this guy called the IRS and said, my next door neighbor's got a new boat. And I don't understand how he could pay for a new boat. What business is that his? The IRS comes to investigate.
Yeah.
No. Uh-uh. That's not.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Like,
no.
That's not necessary.
No. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, and I think with the see something, say something, we were told this through loudspeakers all the time when we
the airport.
Where, but also just if you see a suitcase that is unattended, let somebody know, let an authority figure know or a security or something like that. And then also with the uprise of human trafficking, the uptick of human trafficking, and even domestic abuse, if it looks like somebody could be a possible victim of a situation, let somebody know. Again, reach out. Because it's one of those things of it's just better safe than sorry. And there's a hand signal. Everybody should know. Victims and people who are not victims, because you could be able to help a victim. It is if somebody is holding their palm facing you, they put their thumb in, and then they tuck their thumb and cover it with the rest of their fingers.
That's a sign?
That is a hand signal that people who are in a situation and they need help, whether it is in a domestic abuse situation.
Repeat that, violence, Jay, will you? Repeat.
We've posted this before, and I'll post it again on at Good Day Networks, the social media, but it's somebody who has their palm facing you, their thumb tucks into the open palm, and then their four fingers close into a fist, covering the thumb.
I never knew that before. This is a great piece of information. Never heard that, never would have thought about it, never would have seen it, and I'm pretty observant, but I didn't know that, so thank you. That's an interesting.
Yeah,
but that
absolutely
gets back to the thing, are all people good? No. Are all people bad? No. There's a little good and bad in all of us, I guess, much as anything else. It's understanding the diamonds in the rough. I always am talking about diamonds and what a waste of money they are, Captain Curmudgeon. In this circumstance, where we can apply that analogy to living, okay, what's the difference between a diamond and cubic zirconia? I don't know the difference. I couldn't tell the difference if I looked at it. And so to maybe make this as a stretch, but it isn't really. The people today that are, quote-unquote, the enemy are people that you can't spot. Like in the old days, a uniform told you who the enemy was. But these days, the enemy doesn't wear a uniform. But there are people who say, well, if you have that dark skin and big nose, then you're a bad guy. Imagine thinking like that.
That's awful.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely awful.
Yeah. So, anyway. All right, speaking of awful, a former Girl Scout troop treasurer arrested, charged with stealing $12,000 from the troop. Man, this person should be put on a pit of ants. 52-year-old Kelly Rabb of Frankfort, Delaware, was arrested after a 10-month investigation into how the money disappeared from the Girl Scout troop. Who is enough of a rotten, no-good SOB you would steal $12,000 from the Girl Scout troop cookie money?
Right.
Oh, my God.
I feel like, this is an example of, we need to start tarring and feathering people a lot more.
There you go. Back to
bring that back.
Yeah, bring it back. There you go. If your father's listening to this now, he's...
I felt the eye roll.
That's right. Okay. 11-year-old girl kidnapped by a man she met playing online video games. Hey. 27-year-old man charged with kidnapping and child endangerment for luring an 11-year-old across state lines. Here we go again with this stuff. Right? We were talking. There isn't a day that goes by. Now, maybe this is, if you see something, say something. This is an appropriate use of that skill, if that's what it is. They were playing. How does an 11-year-old connect with a 27-year-old? This is back
to... That's with a lot of these video games. You are connected with people all across the globe playing the same video game because you are on teams. Some of these games, you are on teams, and you're going against other teams full of people you don't know. It's a way that you can also play with your friends where you can all get together, and you're playing against people you don't know. It's everywhere. And I think she was playing Roblox. Which
11
is,
years
like,
old, and she has access to this at 11 years old? That's not right. 11-year-olds should not have access to this kind of stuff.
Well,
this is
and
a perfect
Roblox
example.
Is a game that's targeted towards a younger demographic.
Yeah. And who's this scumbag? This
27-year-old.
He's back to the tarring and feathering.
Yeah, well, he deserves more than that.
More than that.
Let him go to prison and let the
guys
non...
will take care of him in prison. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Every time you swipe your card, here's an... Maybe I should say this for Steve Wiseman. You are encouraging someone to rip you off. So says... There's a new warning out about the sneaky device that can steal your credit card information when you're at an ATM, for example. That isn't even the. Is there anything that's safe?
No,
anymore?
There's not.
I mean, think about
you have
this.
To go back. You have to go back to like back in the day when you had to walk in and
go to the bank and cash a check for God's sake.
Yeah, or like if you're getting gas, you had to walk in and pay with cash to the clerk, and then they'd set the pump for you, and then you go do the pump. And if you paid for more than the gas you actually need,
you
go
back
in and get your change.
Right.
Yeah, because it is. There are so many of these devices. I have had my debit card hacked so many times.
Yeah,
there are better safety protections. Protections on credit cards, I feel like, especially if you have the right type of credit card.
I don't use a debit card
but
for that reason.
I've had to stop using my debit card for things because I keep most of my money in savings, and then I'll move it to the checking account when I actually need to use it because I don't want people hacking my account. It has happened too many times, and more often than not, it's because I was in a crowded public place, and I think somebody had one of those magnet thingies that just, like, swipes it or scans it, because a lot of times I don't have a purse. I just have my wallet in my jacket pocket. And just get a better wallet, I think, but also at the gas pump using the card because I don't want to go in because I'm a millennial and I don't want to go talk to people. I just want to do my thing.
Yeah. Credit card skimmer is a device that steals your information. They're found in locations that aren't monitored very well. And if you're not looking around, who thinks that there's a bad guy on every corner? But the self-pay gas station pumps, yep. ATMs, yep. Self-checkouts in the supermarket, never, never, never. These people in Walmart or the grocery store, wherever it is, Target, they don't have somebody in the... I was in a Target to buy some underwear the other day. Maybe that's too much information, but yeah, that's why I was there.
Boxers or briefs? I'm just going to answer that.
I remember asking. Oh, that's a different story. So I'm going. The guy, I want to go check out at a regular station. The guy says, we're short of help. We can't do that. You have to go do the self. And I said, I don't want to. He said, well, I'm sorry, but that's how you have to do it. So I gave him the underwear and I walked out. Because I know that those, there's six of them usually, three on each side, right? You do it at Home Depot.
I know, but he's monitoring that one. Yeah.
No! Nobody's watching, except whoever is behind you in line, while you punch all the numbers in.
Yeah. It's like you have to make sure you're covering with your hand, but also before you swipe your card or do anything, but you have to see if you can pull it apart. If you can easily pull it apart and there's something on top, because that's what it is. It looks like the same contraption, but it's actually the hidden contraption laying on top. And if you can easily pull it apart, don't use it and report it.
They attach these skimming devices over, as Jay has said, a card reader, a legitimate card reader. And nobody knows that it's there. And then... They when you swipe, they retrieve, and then they go use it on something else. I'm about to sneeze. Let's go to a commercial break, shall we? While I sneeze, James, please.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Let's head out. The theater's about to close.
Wait, what does that sign say?
Warning, watch your step?
No, next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Bring smiles to all when shopping online with Dell Technologies Gift Guide. Whether it's for the artist, the entrepreneur, the student, or the streamer, you'll find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. Dell.com/gift guide makes gifting easy with a carefully curated selection of our best tech. Shop now to explore our innovative PCs like the XPS 13 laptop, powered by the latest Intel Core processors, plus this season's top accessories. Visit Dell.com/gift guide today to get a jump on your holiday gift list. That's Dell.com/gift guide.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Game Flings.
Game Flings. My love had a name. But more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Game Flings. Seriously good scent. Game Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
After the hour, time for Precious Moments with Warren Eckstein. That should be the name, not the pet show. It should be called the Precious, Time for Precious Moments with Warren Eckstein, because they are precious moments, because our animals, our dogs, our cats are precious. Here's a story from the farm, Warren. You ready?
I'm ready.
We had a problem with feral cats running all over the place. At one point, about 10 or 12 years ago, we set up traps. There were 74 cats running around the farm, and it was out of control. And so we caught them all, and I don't know what happened to them, but they had to go off the farm. I think we tried to find some humane way of dealing with them. So we don't have that many. We had six that were captured this week. But the problem with them is that they find a home somewhere in the barn, and the stench of their pee and the, oh my God. So I just said, you know, we need barn cats that will actually, somebody was dumb enough to feed them so they weren't going after the mice. So I wonder how much of a problem that is. What do you know about that? And is it just a barnyard problem or are they?
No. It's, you know, TNR, trap, neuter, release is a big, big thing all over the country. So many neighborhoods now. For example, Paramount Films here, Sony Films here, they have feral cat colonies. What they've done is they've trapped the cats. Every one of them does. And they trap the cats, and they, you know, what they'll do is a spay, neuter, vaccinate, and then they put a little nick in the air so people know it was done. So, yeah, there are so many amazing people. I was involved with TNR for many, many years, trap, neuter, release. So what they do is they release them back in, but because they're spayed and neutered, they're not increasing the population that much. So it's a great thing to do. There are organizations that just specialize in that, and I admire them using the Havahar traps, spay, neuter, and then release them back into a colony.
And believe it or not, the farmer says, and you can take this to the bank, the pee out of a non-neutered cat or non-neutered animal smells differently, is more pungent than the pee from a neutered animal. Do you agree with that observation?
Yeah, no doubt about it, because, you know, the fact that they're not neutered, they're going to be more territorial, they're going to, you know, their body's different. But again, the bottom line is, why would anyone want to have non-spayed or neutered cats around? There are millions and millions and millions of cats. Why would you want a non-spayed? Get a spayed, get them neutered, trap release them if you have to, but the bottom line is just letting them breed and breed and breed and breed is inhumane. It's inhumane.
Criminals.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Bring back Bob Barker and Betty White, please.
Speaking about Bob Barker, I did a thing years ago with Bob Barker, and you know who Amanda Blake is?
Yes.
She was on Miss Kitty.
We
did this was the scariest moment. We did a seminar in New York City behind the public library with 25,000 people. I was maybe 23, 24 at the time. I was panic-stricken. What an incredible man Bob Barker was there. And the same thing with Amanda Blake. Just incredible people helping animals.
Yeah, right. Here's a police dog that was choked and his eyes were gouged. He was at an arrest. And this guy that an Indiana traffic stop, a Wisconsin guy, chases after the canine dog. So obviously he was arrested, but he was going 86 miles an hour in a 40-mile-an-hour zone. The officer pulled him over, and he started to get aggressive with the officer, so the dog got aggressive. This guy grabs the dog and tries to snap his neck. I mean, what the hell is it with people? He wouldn't get out of the car. The police dog got into the car, and that's when there was the mayhem going on. That's the reason I bring it up, is because being a canine dog is very dangerous, and most people don't realize. You know, they think, oh, that nice German Shepherd dog, and yada yada yada, but they're put in harm's way all the time.
They're amazing. You know, absolutely. Part of my career was training these dogs. So they're absolutely amazing dogs. They know exactly what they're doing. But again, their job is no less dangerous than the average police officer on the street. You come across that crazy person and they get stabbed, they get shot. But for the most part, they save an amazing amount of lives, these dogs.
What is the most important thing you discussed on your radio program last weekend? Pick one thing. I should probably do that with you every week so that I get the highlights of what it is that you're... And what you're addressing when people are calling, or what you're just observing.
You know, the majority of my listeners, and I'm sure the majority of your listeners also, have rescued their dog or saved their dog off the street. So I talked a lot this week about the importance of understanding that every dog, just like every child, is different, and you have to work at their pace. Don't flood them with information. Let them adjust gradually, and you'll be much better off in the long run.
Boy, that's great. I've learned that with Daisy, who was a rescue bulldog. And everybody loves her. Yesterday I had some people in my truck, and she just jumped from back and forth in the front seat, the back seat, to visit with them.
What a smooch.
What a smooch. Right, exactly. Warren Eckstein, check out the Pet Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.